在这边一起分享主的话语。
Thanks to the Lord that we can be here and to share the words of the Lord.
在进入今天讲道之前，有两件重要的事情想跟大家报告一下。
Before we are starting our service, I want to announce two things.
下个礼拜的主日呢是 FCon 本地 FCon 教会一个非常重要的日子。
And the next Sunday there'll be a very important program in the FCon Church.
他们整个教会将会举行一个他们的牧师就职典礼。
And the church they will have the anointment ceremony for the new pastors.
我们知道 Pastor Rob 原来这里的牧师呢，有了一个新的服事的地方，以至于他必须要搬到宾州。那本地的教会呢，现在也找到了一个新的主任牧师，所以这位主任牧师在这个礼拜天将会接受他们的就职典礼的按牧仪式。
The original pastors of this of FCon Church, Pastor Rob, have been moving to a new place, and then have a new pastor here. And so this next Sunday they will have their pastor anointment ceremony.
所以在这个时候呢，这边的教会也是非常热情的，邀请我们整个教会一起一起参与他们的就职典礼。
So the Afghan church they really warmly invited us to join this ceremony.
所以我们下个主日将没有主日学。
And that, so next.Sunday we will not have Sunday school.
我们整个教会十点能跟他们一起聚会。
We will join their worship at 10 o'clock.
因为其中他们要进行的时间比较长，所以之后的中文聚会也取消。
Because the service duration will be longer than normal, so that our Chinese worship will also be cancelled.
如果中间我们会有任何变动的话，麻烦大家到我们的教会的网站去知道我们任何变动的详情。
If there's still any new changes, please visit our website.
所以再一次说，我们下个主日我们没有主日学，我们的聚会时间是与这边的美国弟兄姊妹一起。十点钟在这边开始主日崇拜。
So we will not have our own Sunday school, so we'll join this English church here to have the worship together at 10 o'clock.
那另外一件就是在当我们今天聚会完以后，到我们的午餐一起有共享午餐的时间之后呢，我们还有一个特别的节目。
So today after the service and after our lunch, we will have a special program.
我们将会有为众师举办baby shower， 愿意在这个时候呢，我们整个教会聚集起来，像一家人一般，把祝福祷告献给众师跟他们跟还有索琳他们未来的 baby。
So we have a baby shower for 众师 ，and so that we can give our blessing to them as a family members.
Okay.我想大家，你不论相信世界上有没有永生
，No matter you believe there is eternal life in this world，
我想你我都必须承认一件事情。
But I think that you and me need to accept one thing，
就是呢，你我人在这个世界上，我们只能活一次。
That you and me and every man you only live once in this world。
我们死了以后什么东西都没有了，这个世界就与我们没有关系了。
Nothing remains after we die and this world has nothing to do with us.
所以在这个世界上我们活的日子呢，是一个旅程，是一条单程的一条不归路。
So in this world we are on a journey is also on a one-way road.
它就有如一个快速的火车正在飞快的往前。
It's like a bullet train that's cruising forward.
不论你我愿意抓紧欣赏风景的机会，还是在这个途中打盹。
Whether you will seize the opportunity to watch the scenery outside or you just snap and is napping.
这一条火车所经过的所有的车站、风景。 永远不再回头。
Or the train station or the scenery that the train passed will not turn back.
而这个火车上面的车票，你我都付同样的价钱。
And the train tickets is the equal for all of us.
就是你我在世的生命。
Is the life that you and me have in this world.
在这条旅途中，基督徒可以选择我们继续凭着老我的生命，在嫉妒、懊恼、不满足、害怕中不停地打转。
In this journey, a Christian can choose whether you still in your old life and you still have envy, regret, discontent, and worry.
或者我们凭着神的话和圣灵的带领，在喜乐、盼望、知足和有安全感当中成长。
Or we base on the word of our God so that we can live in peace, hope, content, and security.
至于我们要选择用什么态度来活，决定权完全是在我们自己。
So,Your decision on, you know, what kind of attitude that you have, the choice is on yours.
但是我们做这个决定之后产生的影响力却不仅仅于影响我们自己。
But the effect of your decision does not only affect yourself.
有一个正确属灵生活的态度能使人活得精彩。
A correct spiritual attitude will you make us one live more abundantly.
有喜乐的品质。
If the character of joy.
也使你周遭的人感觉到安稳、欢乐、有盼望。
You also make the people around you to be secure, have peace, and joy, and hope.
反之，如果一个人他自己活的他的态度是过分乐观或过分悲观。
Vice versa, if someone who lives is, if life is over optimistic or over pessimistic,
他的生命、他的生活、他整个思念都会导致一个虚浮的后果。
All the ads he have and what his thinkings will lead to meaningless.
周遭的人也被影响。也跟着受苦啊！不单单只有他，他周遭的人也跟着受苦。
And the people surrounding him will also suffer.
圣经告诉我们，活在世上，其中一个非常重要的态度就是要喜乐。
And the scripture told us the very important attitude to live in this world is to have joy.
实际上，在我们生活上，圣经告诉我们有很多方法是可以得到喜乐的。
And the scripture tells us there's a many way to have joy.
其中一个方法就是认识神，你就会喜乐。
And one thing is, if you know God, you will have joy.
你认识真理，你就会喜乐。
If you know the truth, you will have joy.
你去爱，你就会喜乐。
If you love, you will have joy.
你去给予，你就会喜乐。
To give, you will have joy.
那保罗在腓立比书说一句几句非常重要的话，他在三章一节说：“你们要靠主喜乐。”
Paul in the book of Philippians said some important verses. Say further, my brother and sister, rejoice in the Lord.
然后他继续说：“你们要靠主常常喜乐。”然后他再说：“你们要喜乐。”
And Paul say again.Say, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
几乎到一个地步，保罗在说，要命令大家说，你们要喜乐。
So up to a point that it seems like Paul is commanding us to have joy.
令人讶异的是，当保罗正在写这封书信给腓立比教会的时候，他要大家，所有的弟兄姊妹读到这封信的时候，要大家喜乐。
What surprises is when Paul is writing these letters, he wants us to be in joy.
但是他当时写信的时候，他正在牢里受到锁链的捆绑当中。
But actually, when he was writing the letter, he was in chains in the prison.
原来保罗写这封信，他要表达圣经里面一个非常重要的喜乐的观念。
Because Paul want to express one very important concept.
就是这种喜乐是不轻易受到外界影响，是一种从里到外永流不断的一种品质，一种欢乐的特质。
That this joy is a character that will not be easily affected from external circumstances, and it is from inside out and will overflow unceasingly.
于是保罗在书信里面就解释说，这个喜乐呢，有什么可以当作它的基础，以至于它可以有这种不断涌流的这种欢乐的特质。
So what is the foundation and character of this joy so that it has this joy and overflow characters?
而保罗在这书信里面提的一种方式，一个基础，一个喜乐的秘诀，就是知足。
And Paul mentioned that a key in thisIn the scripture say this is contentment.
因为他后来写，我并不是因为缺乏所以说这句话，他并不是因为他有任何环境所有任何的缺乏所以说跟大家说要好好的喜乐，他说我无论在什么情况都可以知足，知足是可以让他喜乐的一大原因。
Actually, Paul is saying that, you know, the foundation of hisattitude of happiness and joyfulness is because no matter in what circumstances, his contentment really will make him to have joy.
就好像中国人经常说知足怎么样常乐、
Just like a Chinese saying that the one who always be content will always be happy.
这个我们那是从小就听过了。
We have heard of it since we are small.
问题是如何真正让知足成为我们性情的一部分。
But really, how can contentment be our characters, a part of our characters?
是内化成为我们里面的一个个性。
And will internalize inside us.
保罗说他这种个性是学来的。
And Paul said that this character is.Up from learning.
原来保罗说他知足的这种东西不是听了就会。
And Paul said that this is contentment that he has. It's not just you know it by just listening.
不是懂了就有。
You won't have it just by listening.
是不断的练习，操练，练习，操练，练习，操练，练习，操练，练习，操练，练习，操练，直到这个东西内化成为他的生命。
It can only be internalized through a continuous cycles of learning and practice, learning and practice.
所以保罗说，在什么情况底下我都可以知足，因为我已经学会了。
That's why Paul said, no matter in what circumstances, I still be joyful because I have learned it.
越简单的观念呢？实际上有的是因为太简单了，越难使人有学习的态度。
The simpler the concept because it's way too simple actually is harder for people to learn.
反而越不容易学啊。
It's more difficult to learn.
如果我们不以学习的态度要知道说哎，我要怎么知道能够学到知足呢，然后我们不去学的话，然后凭着自己去现有的态度去看现在我们处的人事物的时候，
If we don't have a mindset of learning, we just depends on our existing knowledge, then we will not understand the, we will not have a contentment and joy in our lives.
对我们的生活，我们永远不满足，我们的灵命就永远停留在留级的阶段。
Will never be satisfied, and our spiritual life will always be holding back in this current stage.
现在很。马上就接着问题，请问要怎么学？
So the immediate question is how do we learn?
圣经教导我们要以下的眼光去操练，然后再操练，然后再操练。
The scripture give us this viewpoint below and how to practice and practice.
我想跟大家分享有底下四点。
I want to share with you the following four points.
第一点，知足是因为我们现在的经历的人事物是爱我们的神所赐的所安排的。
To be content because whatever we are seeing people, events or and things is given by our Lord.
我们相信那赐予者, 他爱我们, 他全能。
Because we know that the giver, he loves us all and he is almighty.
我们就会以笃定的心情去面对我们现有的环境, 心里不浮躁, 不慌张。
So we can face this world with a secure foundation and we'll be calm and we'll not worry.
在旧约里面我们看见约瑟就了解了这个功课。
In the Old Testament, we know that Joseph had learned this lesson.
所以他每到一个环境的时候, 他就好好地面对他现处的环境。
So whatever circumstances he faced, he learned how to deal with it.
约瑟这个人很可怜。
Joseph's fate is quite miserable.
因为他整个生命里面被人家不断地背叛、欺骗。
Because all his life he's been betrayed and cheated.
但是他不论因为被人家出卖成为另外人家的奴隶也好。
And he'd been betrayed so that he was sold to be a slave.
或者被人家嫁祸他被放在监狱里面也好。
And he has been framed by other people, so he was thrown into jail.
他都忠心于当时的情况。 当作是神设计给他安排给他，他当作这是神的美意。
He always is faithful to the situation he is, and he treated this as like the Lord's will on him.
因为他这种态度，结果他救了他整个的家族。
Because of his attitude, he saved his own tribe.
我们又看见在旧约里面另一个人物但以理他的三个朋友。
Let's look at another story. Is the three friends of Daniel.
这三个朋友因为信仰坚持信仰的缘故被恶人献祭谋害。
Because they want to keep their own faith, they were betrayed by other people.
以至于他们受到的刑罚就是他们三个人将会被丢到火窑里面被焚烧。
So that they are punished by throwing into a blazing furnace.
但是他们却有一个信念，所有他们现在经历的都是神已经安排好的。
But they have one concept that what they are facing right now is arranged by God.
他说神一定会出手救我。
God definitely will help me.
然后他们自己有个信念，就算神不救我，
Even though God does not help me,
我们也要坚守我们的信仰。
We have to accept our faith.
因为在他们脑海里面，所有的情况都是神所赐的。
Because in their own mind, all the circumstances is given by our Lord.
只要神所赐的，就是对他们有益的。
If it's given by our Lord, it will be advantageous to them.
我们今天可以面对我们现处的情况这么说话吗？
Today we can say this when we facing our situations.
我侄女的男朋友第一次到我哥哥家做客吃饭。
The boyfriend of my niece, there was one time, the first time he came to my brother's house.
我相信我侄女的男朋友心里也是很紧张的，第一次到女朋友家里吃饭。
I believe that the boyfriend of my niece is quite nervous when the first time he came to my brother's house.
而实际上不单单他紧张，我哥哥跟我大嫂也是挺兴奋。
Only he is nervous, but actually my brothers and my sister-in-law is also nervous too.
结果我大嫂呢，就特别为那一天呢，她做了一个她自认为的拿手好菜，叫什锦鸡汤。
So my sister-in-law have prepared a favorite dish, which is like some sort of a chicken soup.
哦，那个男朋友来了，他们就坐着，我大嫂就把鸡汤拿出来给他吃。
So the least boyfriends came, and my sister-in-law bring out the soup for him to eat and drink.
鸡汤里面大概放了很多佐料跟不同的蔬菜。
There's a lot of stuff in the soup and a lot of vegetables.
我大嫂呢，看着她自己女儿的男朋友在那边吃的津津有味，她也挺开心的，然后就问她说：“好吃吗？”
My sister-in-law saw that my least wife was eating very, enjoying the drinking, and so she asked, "Is it good?"
然后这男孩子就一面吃，嘴巴还有东西，好吃，好吃，很好吃。
So the boyfriend actually still have soup in his mouth and he said, "You're very good, very good."
然后我大嫂看了自己也很满意，就一面问他，刚刚问完的时候自己喝一汤那个喝一口鸡汤。
So my sister is quite happy, and then she tried to drink herself.
结果一喝，不对呀，怎么没什么味道
？And once you drink, she found something weird.
结果
no taste.
结果她发现她忘记放盐了。
And she found out they forgot to put salt in the soup.
然后我大嫂就很不好意思，就拿了她的碗，说：“来来来，我帮你加点盐，有味道。另外，我再帮你加一点鸡肉加在这个汤里面。”
She was really embarrassed, so she took the soup and said, "Let me add some salt and chicken meat into your bowl."
那我大嫂就回到厨房，把那个锅子打开，想捞那个鸡肉放在那个碗里面。
So my sister-in-law went back to the kitchen and want to, you know, to put some chicken into the bowl.
结果她捞的时候，奇怪，怎么捞不到鸡肉
？And then she tried to scoop out those soup and try to have some meat, but she found nothing there.
结果这个汤不但忘记放了盐了，那个鸡汤里面也没有鸡。
Not only she forgot to put the salt, but she forgot to put the chicken.
那个鸡还在冰箱里面乖乖睡觉。
The chicken is still sleeping in the freezer.
我侄女的男朋友到他心爱的人的家里面。
My least boyfriend, when he was in the house of her loved one.
吃再没有味道的东西，他都觉得很美味。
It's still very tasty, delicious, even though the food is actually of no taste.
因为他知道他面对的是一个心爱的人的家人，是一定是爱他的，所以他吃到东西，所有东西的味道好坏都成为次要的。
Because she knows that the members of the one she loves, they really love him, so no matter what he is, and he feels joyful.
是那个人给他的那个人，他感觉美味。
Because the one that who gave him the food, that and then he feels delicious.
今天我们面对的所有的一切人事物
，today's whatever the people, the events, and the circumstance that we face,
是爱我们的神，也是全能不会出错的神所赐给我们的。
It's given by the God that who loves us and is the Almighty and never did things wrong.
他不会给我们。是好的。
He will not give us the second best.
我们在这情况当中，我们就会知足。
In this situation, we'll be content.
因为我们知道谁是那环境、物质、人的赐予者。
Because we know that who is the giver of this environment, and then situations.
在《十字架道路》这本书的作者曼德尔说。
From the authors of the book The Way of the Cross by Gregory Mantle.
神将我们摆在最能成全他目标的地位中。
God put us in the position that we can the best to satisfy his goal.
有时候我们为所处的环境而抱怨。
Sometimes,We complain about the situation that we are in.
但是神所量给我们的乃是他认为全世界最合适我们的地方。
But what he has measured for us is the place that he thinks is most optimum for us.
第二个，我们必须要练习，也知道，也学习怎么样知足的是，知足是因为我们知道我们现在所有的。是神量身定做，不多也不少，特定为我这个人所预备安排的分量。
Another thing to practice is to know that our God has actually custom made our portion for us.
神给我们每一个人都有独特的一份。
God gave us a unique portion to us.
因为神非常我们了解我们每一个人，这是我们每一个人独特的产业。
Because our God knows us individually, and this is our the personal properties to us.
保罗在以弗所书四章第七节说：“我们个人蒙恩是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。”
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 7, it says, But to reach one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
哦, 原来我们现在有的是神量过的。
And we found out that what we have now is what God has already measured.
就是说他量给我的跟量给你的是不一样的。
What he measures and portions for us is different from what you have and what I have.
在约书亚记第13章, 当我们看见以色列民进了应许地之后, 神就给他们分地。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 7, when the Israelites enter the promised land, every tribe will have their own territories.
以色列有12个支派, 每一个支派它占地的大小跟地域不同。
And the Israelites have 12 tribes, and each tribe has a piece of land that is, you know, a difference in size.
有些族有高山, 有些族有低谷, 有些族有旷野, 有些族有河流。
Some tribes have mountains, some tribes have valley, some tribes have, you know, good field and different type of land.
他们的地质, 气候, 跟邻近的敌人都完全不同。
The geography and the climate and all different from the labors.
每一个支派都有属于他们自己的那一份，他们必须要去经营。
And every tribe have its own portion so they can manage.
以色列民他们自己的支派也不互相比较，他们就专注他自己那一份，他们不会思考别人的地，他们花心思去享受他们自己的那块地。
So they and every tribe they don't have to think about the other tribes, though they can focus in how to work on their and enjoy their land.
保罗就学到这个功课了。
And Paul has learned this lesson.
他知道他今天所遇到的人跟事是神特别安排所分好给他分配给他的那一份。
And Paul has learned this lesson because what the people and the things that he's seeing is arranged by God to his own portion.
所以在腓立比书我们看见保罗被关起来的时候，结果他因着被关，他把福音传给了整个御林军。
And because when Paul is in jail, he used the circumstances so he can spread the gospel to his labors.
当他被下到牢里的时候，实际上他吃了很多苦头。
Actually, when he was thrown in jail, he suffers a lot.
他的同工背弃他。
His co-workers betrayed him.
但是他把注意力跟精神转移到神给他的那一份上。
But he sets his own mind to the portion that God given him.
结果监管他的御林军成为保罗眼中神给他的那一份。
And turn out that the stewards in the prison turned to be his portion.
结果御林军就听到福音了。
That the stewards in the prison, he learned, he now know of the gospel.
实际上，保罗之所以有如此心态的调整，
and the reason that Paul his adjustment in this attitude,
实际上他也是学来的，从他自己从神给他的经历里面，他学来的。
And he is learned this attitude from his past experience with God.
保罗第一次在腓立比的时候，因为传福音，他那个时候就被关了。在《使徒行传》的时候，他就被关过。When
Paul was the first time in Philippines, he was put in jail once.
结果因为那次被关的经验里面，他使当时看守他的族裔全家信主了。Because
of this imprisonment, he actually made the stewards in the prisons to convert it in Jesus.
因为那一次经验，甚至后来可能影响带动了整个腓立比教会的形成。
Because of that unique experience, it changed all the landscape of this the church of in the Philippines.
所以他后来再一次被关，他已经有经验了，他知道这个就是神给他的份。
So the next time he was put in jail again, he knew that this is his portion.
他就好好 使用神所分配给他的那一份，
so that he will best utilize what the God has given him.
哦， 不要以为我们自己可以决定我们可以拿哪一份。
We cannot determine and decide what portion that we should have.
多少时候我们去吃 buffet 吃的时候哇好开心啊回家的时候肚子痛。
And a lot of times we went to a buffet and we are happy and we eat a lot.
因为我们实在不知道我们自己可以承受多少的美味。
Because we don't know that how much we can eat and how much good food that we can taste.
因为我们不会量自己应得的那一份。
Because we don't know, you know, what should be our portion.
但是神比我们自己甚至比我们父母还更认识我们。
But God knows us better, even better than our parents.
他给我们的福分是刚刚好的。
And this portion that He has given us is just good.
知足就是满意、欣赏、接受神给我们的那一份。 这个就是知足。
To be content is basically is satisfied, appreciated of what the Lord has given to us.
第三点，知足。 是要说我们懂得享受我们手中的那一份。
And the third point about contentment is about knowing how to enjoy that what was given to us.
你说享受，基督徒也可以享受吗？
You talk about enjoy and can Christians still enjoy our lives?
不单单是这样子，是神要我们享受我们现在处的人事物哦。
Knowing that actually God wants us to enjoy what we face in the circumstances that we are in.
在传道书二章第十节这边说，凡我眼所求，我没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的，因为我的心为我一切劳碌快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。
In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all of my labor, and this was the reward for all of my toil.
继续五章第十八节，他说：“我所看见、我所见为善为美的，就是人在神赐他的一生的日子里吃喝。” 享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。Also
in chapter 5 of this the same book, this is what I have observed to be good, that it is appropriate for a person to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given them, for this is their lot.
神让我们劳碌有所收获，神就说：“好好的享受，这是我赐给你的日子。”God
told us to enjoy what you have done, what you have worked to us, you know, from your toilsome.
我曾经提过一位爱尔兰诺贝尔得主，Oscar Wilde，他这么说。I
have mentioned before about an Irish Nobel Prize winner Oscar Wilde that he said that.
他说呢，人生有两大悲剧，一个呢是想要的得不到。And
he said there are only two tragedies in life. One is not getting what one wants.
那另一个呢
？And the other is
就是得到。Is
getting it.
但是圣经跟我们说，人生有两大好消息。
But the scripture said there is two good news to our life.
一个是如果想要的东西，你一直想要得不到不要紧，因为那根本不是属于你的份。
The first is for something that you really want, but you never get it. You know, it doesn't matter because this is not your portion.
另一个好消息就是，如果得到了，就好好的享受，因为那是神给你的份。
The second is if you get it, please enjoy it because this is what the portion that God has given to you.
但是我们通常不敢，也不愿意，也害怕去享受。
But a lot of time we are not willing to use a attitude of enjoyment to handle our circumstances.
于是我们在这个人生的列车就飞快过去之后，我们白白了拥有或经手。 我们所处的人事物。
So at this train of our lives, you know, cruising forward, we might pass, we pass through all this stuff and we never get it.
我们为什么不敢享受呢？
Why do we not dare to enjoy?
实际上有几点原因。
Actually, there's a few reasons.
第一个就是我们没有安全感。
The first is we don't have a sense of security.
我们不敢信靠神掌管我们的今天，也掌管我们的明天。
We don't believe that God is actually ruled over our present moment and our future.
在出埃及记的时候，里面有记载，当以色列民他们到旷野的时候，神每日降玛纳下来给他们吃。
In the book of Exodus, God mentioned that when the Israelites is in the wilderness, God give them bread every day.
但是因为那是在旷野，他们自己不能种东西，也没有出东西，生长任何的东西。
Because in the wilderness, they cannot plant anything.
所以他们只能仰赖玛纳。
So they only rely on manna.
但是当他们想今天我要吃饱一点，我还为着明天他收两天份的时候。
So when they think about, you know, oh, less, so we can have, we can eat more, so we can collect twice the portion.
或者说他们说我今天就吃少一点，这样子我明天还有安全感的时候。
Or they, I would rather, you know, eat less today so I can have saved it for tomorrow.
结果到第二天，所有剩下来玛纳全部臭了。
And then in the second day, all the miners left behind is all...become rotten.
人经常把未来的安全感建立在神要我们现在要享受的东西上。
A lot of times God wants us to build up our sense of security on what we are enjoying today.
结果我们不懂得要去放心的享受。
And turns that we don't enjoy it, you know, at ease.
但是很多时候所谓的放心享受，我在这边讲的不是享乐主义。
And to enjoy it at ease is not about hedonism.
而是一种信心的表现。
It's an expression of our faith.
这是我们上一代跟我们这一代是非常缺乏的。
It's what we lack in our previous generation and our own generation.
因为也许我们过去的文化的背景，我们时代的背景，我们穷怕了。
Because our cultural background and our experience, so that we really fear of being poor.
结果我们不舍得用，也不舍得吃，结果到以后我们也没体力，也没健康，根本没办法享受了。
And then that's why we sometimes we don't eat, we don't drink, and later on we don't have to.The strength, or we don't have to enjoy anymore.
另一个我们不敢享受的原因是我们太在乎别人的眼光。
Another reason that we don't want to enjoy is because we concern too much about other people's viewpoints on us.
当耶稣去跟法利赛人吃饭的时候
，When people are eating, when Jesus was eating dinner with the Pharisees.
哦，当时有一群人他不喜欢法利赛人，叫愤锐党的人，他们心里很不爽。
There's a group of people who doesn't like the, you know, the Pharisee, and then they're very upset.
然后当耶稣去跟和罪人一起吃饭的时候，法利赛人不爽。
When Jesus was eating with the sinners, and the Pharisee was upset too.
当耶稣跟他自己门徒在吃喝的时候，施洗约翰的跟从者就说：“哎，你为什么不进食呢？”
When Jesus was eating dinner with his disciples.And the disciple of John was asking, "Why didn't you guys fast?"
你说如果耶稣他做什么事情都在乎人家的指指点点，他什么事工都不用做了。
If Jesus, you know, cared too much about what other people said, and he could not accomplish anything.
但是耶稣在乎的是上帝天父眼中怎么看他，他要在上帝的时间里面。与他的门徒跟周遭的人，适时有时间欢乐，适时有时间吃喝。
What Jesus really concerned about how God views him, so that he actually can have the enjoy what he has with his people around him and with his disciples.
神给我们多少，我们就因着他的恩典就适当的享受。
No matter how, you know, we enjoy whatever the portion that God given us.
当然，我们不能刻意让人家看到我们的生活，作息使他们跌倒。
But we cannot deliberately live a life that we can be a stumbling block for others.
我们也要懂得平衡。
And we need to balance.
另外，我们不敢享受，就是以为享受是代表不属灵。
Another point that we don't want to enjoy because we think that is non-spiritual.
实际上，神要我们享受我们手中工作出来的成果。
And actually, God wants us to enjoy the fruit of our work.
当东西做出来有收获的时候，有好结果的时候，神要我们大方的开心去享受。
So when we have achievements and we have accomplishments, and actually want us to really freely enjoy it.
让我们在我们自己手所得到的那一份，因着我们劳力所得到的那一份吃喝。
Because of the portion from our work and our toilsome, then we can actually eat.
因为当我们享受的时候，我们想到的是那赐福的主。
Because when we enjoy it, we are thinking of the one who has given us that portion.
想到的是要定义要让我们快乐的那一位主。
And we will think of the one that who gave the happiness to us.
享受神所赐的福分不是挥霍。
Enjoying God's portion is not to live an extravagant life.
是懂得我乃是神的儿女，他为了要让他的儿女开心，在很多的地方成为我们的供应。
And want us, and God want us to have enjoyment because we are his sons and daughters.
浪子回头的故事也许大家都还记得。
And the story of the prodigal sons, I think the story, a lot of you remember.
不同于小儿子，他把自己一切东西都挥霍完了。大儿子就从来没有了解，在父亲家里，实际上他是可以享受喜乐的。
In contrast to the younger son, that he wasted his all his wealth that his father given us, the older sons didn't realize that he is actually have the all the portion in his family.
是当我们把安全感跟人生目的或自我的价值建立在神所赐的礼物上，而不是建立在那赐礼物的神上面，才是出真正的大问题，那才是不属灵。
When we set our values on the stuff that, you know, on the things that was given to us, but not on the one who has given, and then we'll have troubles.
我们也是应该要懂得储蓄。我们也是应该要懂得计划，这也是箴言书上面所说的。
And the book of Proverbs, it asks us to know how to plan and how to save.
我们储蓄计划是我们的本分。
When we save and we plan, is something is the basic for us.
但是不是我们安全感的所在。
But it's not the reason of our sense of security.
我再说一次，我们计划储蓄是我们的本分。
And I want to say again, we plan and we save if our the basics of our lives.
但是不是我们安全感的所在。
It's not for our security.
另外一个我们很难享受的原因，是因为我以为我们现在所经历的困难环境，我们就没办法享受。
Another thing that prevents us enjoyment is because of the current situation that we have, we really cannot enjoy it.
我们必须要想一想。
We have to think about this.
我们人生学到的每一样功课，哪一个不是从痛苦当中经历，跟负面当中环境当中学习出来的？
We think about every lesson that we have.Which one is not from our painful experience and negative environment?
有任何东西我们今天学到的是在顺境当中学到的吗？
Is there any lesson to actually learn from when we are in a good situation?
我们不要抱怨我们现处的环境是非常负面的。
We should not complain that the environment that we are in is very negative.
我们可以换一个角度说， 认清现在负面的环境就又是我一个成长的机会了。
We have to change our mindset that to understand this adverse situation is another opportunity for me.
我们人当经历困苦的环境，我们心里会难过、忧伤，没有错的。不要以为说我经历困苦环境，我就不可以难过，不可以掉眼泪。Don't
think that when we are in difficult situation, we cannot be sad or we cannot be in tears.
我们不需要否定或隐藏我们自己内心痛苦的事实。
We don't have to deny the pain and then. And the sadness that we have.
那是欺骗自己。
You are just cheating yourself.
但是我们同时可以却因着在负面的环境当中， 我们又有一次学习的机会来感恩。
And we can give thanks to God because in this adverse situation, that we can have another opportunity to learn.
我们享受的不是现在负面的一些人事物的情况。
What we enjoy is not from this negative environment or all the negative people and things that we are facing.
我们享受的是又有一次学习的机会了。
What we enjoy is that we have another opportunity to learn.
一方面痛苦悲伤，一方面知道自己正在被塑造，塑造成基督的模样。
At one hand, we feel like we are in despair, but on the other hand, we know that we are shaping by our Lord.
这两种感觉是可以并存的。
And these two feelings can coexist.
而我们可以决定以哪一个心态为成为我们每日生活中的基础，并主导我们的心情。
And we can decide which kind of mindset that we have to face our daily lives.
最后一点，我们怎么样学习满足呢？
And the last one is how do we learn to be content?
我们要学习因着我们现有的家人弟兄姊妹而满足快乐。
We have to learn and to be joyful and content with our family members.
保罗在腓立比书第四章第一节他说：“我亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐。”
In Philippians chapter 4, Paul said, Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in His way, dear friends.
但是不单单如此，神不单单是要让我们在我们周遭的人让我们觉得喜乐。
Not only did God want us to be joyful in the midst of the ones surrounding us.
神特别说一个人。 我们要因着他喜乐, 要得到满足。
In specific, God mentioned one person so that we can have happiness.
当然是除了耶稣基督以外,
of course, besides Jesus Christ Himself.
传道书9章第9节,
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 9.
在你一生虚空的年日, 就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日, 当同你所爱的妻快活度日。
Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of the meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your meaningless.
因为那是在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。
For this is your lot in life and in your toilsome labor under the sun.
原来神要给我们赐给我们配偶是让我们享受的。Oh,
Ed, we found out that, you know, because God has given us our spouse is for us to enjoy.
神给我们配偶最大的目的不是要让我们有责任，而是要让我们享受啊。The
main goal of God giving us our spouse is not for us to be responsible, but to enjoy it.
神在我们短短在世的年日里面，这非常短暂，马上就有如阴云过去的年日里面，他赐给我们一个珍贵的礼物。
In our very, very short life that we have, that will pass very fast, but he gave us one gift.
就是我们的配偶。
It's our spouse.
但是多少人错把礼物当责任。
But a lot of people, treating this gift as a responsibility.
就是白白度过婚姻里应该有的甜蜜生活。
And then wasted a lot of time in the happiness in the marriage.
你我是享受还是忍受还是难受我们自己的丈夫妻子呢？
Are we enjoying or are we enduring or we are suffering from our husband or wives?
我们的丈夫我们的妻子是我们的份，是神所量给我们分配给我们为我们量身定做的。
Our spouse is actually the portion which is custom made by God.
别人的妻子别人的丈夫一点都不值得我们去羡慕。
We don't have to envy on other people's husband or wives.
因为那不是我的份。
Because they are not our portion.
我也不是他们的份。
And we are not their portion.
照一句现在台湾中国大陆的说法就是他不是我的菜。
And,
我也不是他的菜。
And according to some,
he or she is not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Michelle 跟我结婚之后呢，她觉得我这个人很怪。
After I married with Michelle, my wife, and she felt that this guy is really weird.
她很受不了我很多地方的做法。
She cannot have it on many the way that I handle things.
不是说我做的那件事情很怪。
It's not that the kind of things I did was weird.
但是而是因为我做事的出发点跟原因呢都跟他所知道的人都不一样，跟其他人不一样。
But the motivation of the things I did is very different from other people's.
但是他后来换一个角度来看我。
But you look at it from a different viewpoint.
哦，你想想，你天天跟一个怪人住在一起，你会舒服吗？
And you live with a weird people every day, will you be happy?
但是换一个角度来看
But you're looking on the other side,
他用享受的角度来跟我一起生活
If you use an enjoy attitude to live with me,
他就觉得我很特别
And she felt that I'm very unique,
他觉得我很独特我就感觉到我好像找到伯乐了我被欣赏了
When she thinks that I'm unique, I am different, I feel satisfied,
我就更爱他了
And then I will love her more.
各位做妻子的
，And for wives, for your wives,
你会懂得欣赏你的先生吗
？Will you appreciate your husband?
也许你用第三者的角度觉得他很怪
，And you use a third person's view and say, "Oh, he's really weird."
但是你今天变成一个享受的态度。一个欣赏的态度的时候，也许就不一样了。
But if you think of using a enjoy attitude, things will be different.
各位先生们，你欣赏你的妻子吗
？And husbands here, do you appreciate your wife?
你享受听你太太讲话吗
？Do you enjoy listening to your wife?
也许当我们原来一听的时候，觉得说他又在抱怨，那我又有责任要做了。
So maybe you think that, oh, now she's complaining again, and now I have responsibility.
但是你如果反过来说，我现在正在享受一个人跟我说话。
But if you change your attitude and you think that now I enjoying somebody's talking to me.
你如果以享受的角度去面对彼此的话
，If you use the attitude of enjoyment.To listen to each other,
我们就能快活度日
and we can live our lives happily.
这个不单单是只是我们心态的一个想法
It's not this only our thinking, not our attitude.
这而是神的心意
And this is actually God's will.
而我们自己做先生还是妻子的
And now we're being husbands or wives.
我们是否懂得让我们的配偶得到享受呢
Do we know how to let our spouse to enjoy.
你每天一回到家, 你就说, 诶, 我要怎么让我的太太享受我? 我要让怎么我的先生怎么样享受我呢?
So whenever you came back from work every day and you think of how can I make my spouse to enjoy me?
了解神给我们的份, 而去享受是多么大的祝福。
And to understand God's portion to us and know how to enjoy is a great blessing.
愿意当我们在这个感恩季节里面学习、学习、操练、操练、再操练这个知足的功课。
May us in this seasons of fasting know and so that we can learn and learn and practice these lessons of content.
因为保罗说得很清楚，你听一次没有用的。
And Paul has said it very clearly that you just listen once is not is useless.
你要学啊。
You have to really learn.
不然都只是知识，你进不了你的本性里面。
Otherwise, you'll be only some knowledge. It cannot go to the inner side of yours.
实际上会产生更大的罪恶感，你懂吗？我自己就有亲身经验。
You create a greater sense of guilty, and I have a personal experience on it.
因为我就是不喜乐，你叫我怎么喜乐呢？
If I'm really not happy, how can you make me happy?
那我不喜乐，我就不属灵了。
If I'm not happy, then I won't be spiritual.
我不属灵，我就不应该在教会啊。If
I'm not spiritual, I should not be in the church.
哦，保罗说你不要这么想。And
Paul said, don't think in this way.
洗练是操练出来的。And
for to enjoy is actually is by practice.
是学来的。And
you have to learn from it.
是不断的改变我们的心态。It's
to constantly changing our viewpoint and mindset.
就改变你天天等不及要回家跟太太约会。And
so that you can wait no more and go to go back home and to date with your wife.
那个太太整天等不及要做最好吃的东西给先生吃。
And the wife couldn't wait to actually prepare good foods for the husband to eat.
让圣灵带领我们了解。May
the Spirit lead us to understand.
我们现在所经历的人事物是爱我们的那位神所赐的。And
the people, the events, and the things that we experience is given by the God who loved us.
而且我现在手中所有的那一份是神所特别预备分配给我的。
And the portion that I have is actually what God tailors for me.
而且当我们知道这是神给我们的那一份的时候，就好好的享受吧。And
then we know that this is the portion that God given to us and let us enjoy it.
这个礼拜如果大家有空，就好好的跟你家人吃一顿好的一晚餐吧。So
in this week, let's have a very good dinner with your family.
这个 周末礼拜六，我们就好好的把我们最好的东西带给大家，享受神已经赐给我的这一份，让大家一起享受吧。So
in this week, let us, you know, get what we the best things that we got from God, and we can share, we can have enjoyment with each other.
我也鼓励大家在这个礼拜，我们好好的想神在过去所赐给我的恩典在哪里。May
we think in this week that what are the past the grace that God has given to us.
这个礼拜六我们就准备好我们的见证，好好的，不单单在我讲的时候，我自己得到享受，别人听到的时候也在享受。So
in this Saturday, let us prepare our testimony so that we only not only enjoy what we have heard, but those so that we can share this enjoyment with the one.
我们在主内也不要怕别人会说话，因为我们很清楚，我有我的恩典，你有你的恩典，我有我的份，你有你的份。我们在分享的时候，我们发现，哇，赐恩典的主实在太美好了。We
don't have to embarrass about the thing we share because we know that everybody has his own share from God, so that we can actually enjoy and whatever that we have.
我就把底下时间交给石班。
Let's give the time to inspiration.